Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chavdal Adam Ebeis. We're holding on Chavdal Adam and Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Rabu Gazar Tanisa. So it says the Gemara that Rabu Gazar Tanisa, he was Gazar Tainis because it was a drought, but Yerachamev Lo Yasa Mitra, he davened in the Maisa, he wasn't answered, it did not rain. So Amrulay, so they said to him, Vahava Rav Yehuda ki have a Gazar Tanisa Asa Mitra, how come when Rav Yehuda davened, when he was Gazar Tainis, it did rain? And how come when you're davening, it's not raining? So Amraluhu, so Rabbi said to them, Mayevit, what do you want me to do? Imashim Tanuya, if it's because of learning that they had, that Rav Yehuda had a bigger schus, anona difna minayu. It's not true. In our generation, the Talmid Chachamim are even greater. The Bishnei de Rav Yehuda called Tanuya ibn Nezikin Hava. In the years of Rav Yehuda and his dar, all they learned was Seder Nezikin. Vanan kamesnina b'shita sidrin. Yeah, we learn all Sisha Sidre Mishnah. V'chi avimati Rav Yehuda books, and Aisha Shekoy Veshas Yarek B'kadeira. And Rav Yehuda, when he got to the Mishnah Nuxin that says Aisha Shekoy Veshas Yarek B'kadeira, or some say Amrila, a different Mishnah that Zeisim Shekavshem B'tarpey and Tahirin, Amar Rav Yehuda commented and he said, "Havaya is the Rav Shmuel Chazina Hacha." That they see the difficulties of Rav and Shmuel. It's a very shvara Mishnah. Yet Va'anan Kamesin and Boik since Chaser Misifta. Yet we have 13 different yeshivas learning Uksim, 13 different Mahalchim in every Mishnah. Vilu Rav Yehuda ki Avashalav Chad Misana Asimitra. Yet when Rav Yehuda would just take off one shoe right away, it would rain. Va'anan Katzavchin and Kuli Yoyma Veleka Da Ashkachban. Yeah, we're screaming and crying the whole day, and no one's listening to us. And if it's because maybe I have something wrong with me that I did, he could the chazamid lema. So if someone knows, someone saw something, so please tell me. I want to correct it. But what am I supposed to do? What are the gedolei adar supposed to do if the generation is just not worthy? Rav Yehuda's generation was worthy of having the rain, and our generation, it's not my fault. It's everyone else's fault. We're just not worthy. It says the Gemara that Rav Yehuda, what's the story that he took off one shoe and it started to rain? Rav Yehuda chaza hanu beitrei davu kaparti berifta. The story goes is that it starts off, he saw two people that they were playing around with bread. They were being mavaza the bread. So Amar Shmamino yikasavu ba'almo. So he adjusted. He said, oh, it must be that there's so much food in the world. Yahiv ene, he casted a like an ayin hara and have a kafna, and there became a famine. So Amrulei Rabbanu Rav Kahana b'rei Rav Nechonya Shamai. So the Rabbanu, they said to Rav Kahana, the son of Rabbi Chananya, who was the shamish of Rav Yehuda. So they said to him that Mar Dishchiach Kameh, you were always with Rav Yehuda, the asay the lepik b'pischa the samach l'shuka. Make it happen that he gets to the shuk. He should see the matzav. He should see that there's really a famine. Asay, so he gets him to go to the shuk. V'nafak l'shuka. Rav Yehuda goes to the shuk, and the chaza kenufya. He sees that there's a whole gathering. So Amr Lehu, so he says to the people around him, my hi, what's going on? What's the gathering for? So Amrulay, so they say to him, Akusba de Tamre Kaimi, that they're all standing around by a bucket of dates that they're trying to come as Dabin that's being sold, and then they're all trying to get it. So Amr, so Rav Yehuda commented, he said, Shmamina Kafna Baalma, must be that there's a famine. So Amr Lehu Lashameh, he tells the Shamish, Shaloifli Misane, please take off my shoes. Shaloifli Chan Misana, he took off one shoe, and right away, it started to rain. When he went to take off the second shoe, so Asa Eliyahu v'Amar Le Eliyahu Navi went and told him that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a message that Yishalfa Sachrina Machrivna La'alma. If you take off the second shoe, you're going to destroy the world. There's going to be a flood. It's going to be too much rain, and therefore don't take off the second shoe. Now says the Gemara another story that Amar Rav Mari braid the Bas Shmuel. Rav Mari, who was the grandson of Shmuel, he said over that I know have a Kaimna Guda Dinar Papa. I was one time standing by the riverbank of Nahar Papa, and Chazoi l'malachei de'idmu l'malachei, I saw that there was these malachim, these angels that had the appearance of sailors. They were disguised as sailors. The kamaisi chalo malunu l'arbe, they were taking sand and filling the boat up with it. V'hava kimcha desmida, and it was turning into fine flour. That was the nace that was happening. So asukuli amal mizban, everyone came to go buy some of this flour, and Amar Lahu, and Rav Mari said to them that mehaloi tizbanun, you can't buy from this flower the mais and isim, who it's mais and isim, and you're not supposed to benefit from an ace. Lamacher the following day, b'schus that they listened, so asin arbe dechiti de parzina. So there were boats that brought flour or wheat from Parzina, and like that they were able to have their flour. Says the Gemara another story that Rava Iklula Agronio, Rava one time went to visit the place Hagurnia, and Gazar Tanisa, there was a drought, so he was Gazar Tanis, Vloy Asa Mitra, and it did not rain. So Amar Lehu, so he said to the people in the town, Bisu Kuliyama Batana Saichu, that everyone should fall asleep tonight, continuing the fast. Don't eat yet tonight. Lamachar the following day, so Amar Lehu, so he says to the people in the town, so Amar Lehu, he says to them, Miika Duchaza Chilma, Lema, if there's anyone that had a dream that revealed something about the matzav, so please say it. So Amar Lehu, Rabbi Lazar Magrenya, Rabbi Lazar from Magrenya gets up, and he says to everyone, that Lididi Akrit Bechalmi, to me they read in my dream, that Shalom Tov, L'Rav Tov, Meribain Tov, that a good Shalom to the good Rav, to Rava, from the Master, that's good, from Hashem, Dimitu Ve'metuv La'amed, that from his goodness he's mative to his nation. So Amar, so Rava figured, Shramina, Yisratzani, it must be its name, Yisratzani, by Rachme, he davened, and by Rachme, and he's supposed to daven, so by Rachme, he taka did daven, Ba'ase Mitra, and it rained. Ahu Gavar, the Chayiv Nagda, Be'edina, the Rava. Another story with Rava, there was someone who was Chayiv Malkus in his Bezdin, in the Bezdin of Rava, Mishum de Baal Kusis, and the reason why the guy was Chayiv Malkus was because he was Baal Kusis. So Nagde Ravu Miss, so Rava gave him Malkus, and the person ended up dying from the Malkus. Ishtama Milsa Beshiva Malkus, the king found out about this, and by Litsa Urei L'Rava, so he wanted to hurt Rava. Amrele Ifra Hormiz Ime de Shiva Malkus. However, the king's mother told him, that literally told the bride, she told her son, Leila Havila, you shouldn't get involved with these Yehudim, the command of Bayan Mimarayu Yahivlu, because whatever they ask for from their master, so he gives it to them. So Amar La, the king tells his mother, Mahi, what are you talking about? So she says to him, Bayan Rachme Vasi Mitra, they daven for it to rain, and boom, it starts to rain. So Amar La, the king says to his mother, you're so naive. Ahu Mishum de Zimna de Mitrahu, that's because they daven for rain in the winter, it's time for it to rain anyways. Eluli Bayu Rachme. Let's see them daven now during the summer, during Tekufas Tammuz. Let's see them davening now. Let's see them daven now for terrain. So Shalchaleila Rava, so the mother of the king, she sends to Rava that Kavin Daitoch Ubay Rachme Delese Mitra. He should have Kavana and daven for it to rain. So Ubay Rachme Vloyase Mitra, he davened and it doesn't rain. Until Amar, he says to Hashem, Amar Lefana Ribbono Shel Olam, Elokim Bazneinu Shamanu Avisinu Sipru Lanu Payo Paalta Bimei Kadem. Quotes the Pasuk that we have a Messiah, our fathers told us about all the great Nisim used to do in the olden times. And then he said to Hashem, this is already not the Pasuk, but this is now Rav's Tefillah, he says, Va'anu Beinenu Le'Reinu, but we didn't see it with our eyes. We want to see the Nisim. And then Takos, the Mitra, it started to rain, Ad Shafuch Marzve, the Tzipayri, Le Diglas, until rain was dripping from the gutters of Tzipayri and going all the way to the Diglas River. So Asa Avua Yischazle B'chalma, Rav's father comes to him in a dream, Va'amerle, and he says to him, Miika the Mitrach Kamish Maya Kuli Hai, is there someone who, so to speak, he troubles a Kadosh Baruch Hu so much that you make it rain? So Amar Lei, and the father continues, and he says to his son, he says to Rava, that Shani Duchtach, make sure to sleep somewhere else tonight. So Shani Duchte, sure enough, he switches his bed, and Lamacher the next day, he goes to see what happened by his old spot, and Ashkeche de Mir Shampuri Besakine, he saw that the bed that was left there was all torn up with knives, it was all cut up. There were Shadim that came to try to kill him for being Kaviyachim Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now says the Gemara, Rav Papa Gazar Tanisa Vloyasa Mitra. Rav Papa was once Gazar Tanis and it didn't rain. So Chalash Libe, he was feeling very weak and he wanted to daven. He wanted to have a good tefillah and he was feeling too weak. So Sarav Pinka de Daisa. So he ate a plateful of Daisa. He had a bowl of cereal. Ubay Rachme he daven Vloyasa Mitra and still it didn't rain. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Baruch Pazdi. So Rav Nachman Baruch Pazdi said to Rav Papa, Yisarav Mar Pinka Achriti de Daisa Asa Mitra. Maybe try eating another bowl of cereal. Maybe that's the trick. Try eating another bowl and then it will rain. So whether he meant it to insult Rapapa or not, Rapapa definitely understood it as an insult and that he was being sarcastic. Ikasif, he was embarrassed, and he felt bad. He felt insulted. Then already he davened, then already he had the schus of its filolani, and then Vasa Mitra, it started to rain. And it says the Gemara, one last story, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, have a ka'aza ba'archa. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was one time traveling on the road, and Asa Mitra, and as he was traveling, it started to rain. So Amar Lefana, Rav Chanina ben Daisa says to Hashem Rebbeinu Shloilam, Kololum Kulay Benachas, V'Chanina Betzar, everybody's happy right now, their fields are getting watered, but I'm Betzar, I'm traveling on the road, and it's not comfortable for it to be raining, and Pasak Mitra, and Taka stopped raining. Kimatul Beise, he got to his house, Amar Lefana, he says to Hashem Rebbeinu Shloilam, Kololum Kulay Betzar, V'Chanina Benachas. Now I'm fine, you know, I don't have fields anyways, but everyone else is Betzar, their fields wanting, they want their fields to get watered. So then Asa Mitra, it started to rain. And Amar Rav Yosef commented on the story, and he said that Mayahani late slusa the Kohen Gadol legabi Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Look, even the Kohen Gadol's tefillah is hopeless, and when it's faced against the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, that now we learned in the Mishnah that how you misspelled tefillah katzara bebayis achitzai, that the Kohen Gadol after going lefnayv lefnim, so he davened the tefillah katzara. My matzle, what did he daven? So Rabbi Barada Rabbi Barada the Amri Tarvayu, they both said Mishmei the Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, his tefillah said Yihirat. That this year should be rainy and dry. So before the Gemara continues with the tefillah, the Gemara just asks, "Shchuna mal yasehi, is being dry a mailo? Adarabah griusahi. That seems to be a negative thing. Elam shchuna tehei geshuma. He davened that if it's supposed to be dry, so it should be a rainy year. Utlula, and there should be tal. Va'yikanis lefanecha tefillah soivrei drachim. And then he davened and he said that the tefillah of those that are passing on the road shouldn't come before you if they daven for it to stop raining, Hashem, you shouldn't answer them, you shouldn't listen. So you see there, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, even though he was traveling on the road and he davened for it to stop raining, he was answered against the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Now that we mentioned the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, so the Gemara just continues, and the Gemara brings that Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava Misayim Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, he said in the name of Rav Yehuda that the Kohen Gadol said one more line after this. He said, Lo Yadi Avit Shulta Mi Debeis Yehuda, that the Malchus should never leave the Shevet of Yehuda, Val Yehu Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Esparnizem Yizeh, your nation, Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't need to get Parnasa one from the other, V'Leila Amachir, and not from a different nation.